USA News. I'm Jerry Varmesh. The White House says additional documents with classified markings were found in President Biden's Delaware home this week. A White House lawyer said all of the pages were turned over to the Justice Department. New York Times reporter Charles Savage, who's been following the story, wonders if the Biden administration has been transparent.
That fits this larger critique that the White House has been reticent to put out everything they know about this. They kept sat on it for almost 3 months, and then only when there was a leak did they acknowledge it on Monday.
Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel earlier in the week to review classified materials previously found in Biden's home and an office he used in Washington. Governor Gavin Newsom is seeking urgent assistance from Washington as they've been getting inundated with severe flooding.
The federal help is needed because of the atmospheric rivers that have been pounding California.
A few years ago, no one heard an atmospheric river. There was just some scientists down at Scripps saying, hey, you should pay attention to this thing that we've coined called atmospheric rivers.
That's Governor Newsom. FEMA leaders said on Friday the agency will review the request as quickly as possible to help the president make that determination. California's been getting slammed with floods, mudslides, and power outages. The storms have killed over 18 people. I'm Dave Collins.
Oregon Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici is recovering after being struck by a car Friday night while walking with her husband near their home. She suffered a concussion and a cut to her head, her spokesperson said. She was elected to the House in 2012. The Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration are looking into concerns that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older. The CDC notes, however, that the data suggests it's, quote, very unlikely that there's a true clinical risk. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A new public statue honoring Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife Coretta Scott King is causing mixed reviews among many. The large art piece called The Embrace was unveiled in Boston on Friday and resembles a pair of floating arms hugging each other. Thousands of people online, though, have complained the statue appears to be holding a pair of legs, a thigh, or other body parts, depending on the angle of viewing, while others are upset the artist didn't include their heads. National parks are waiving entrance fees for Martin Luther King Day and four other days this year. The National Park Service says the idea is to encourage people to discover the beauty and history at over 400 parks across the country. Avatar: The Way of Water is rolling along, tops for a fifth straight weekend.
The science fiction sequel raked in an additional $7 million, bringing its global total to $1.7 billion. The Way of Water is currently the seventh highest grossing film ever worldwide and has a chance of being the first film to hit $2 billion worldwide since the start of COVID. Avatar is looking to add roughly $36 million to that total over the MLK weekend. I'm Dave Collins.
Lisa Marie Presley's official cause of death won't be known for some time. Lisa Marie, the only child of Elvis Presley, died Thursday after suffering sudden cardiac arrest. Now sources are saying the autopsy is complete, but they've decided to run a toxicology report. I'm Jerry Varmesh, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.